It is a flagship project here at UNESCO because it works with youth organizations that are already established on the ground, and we work with them so they can be part of decision making in their local communities, so they can be part of media representation and media content production, so they can be part also in decisions related to employment policies in their countries.
What are the projects you are actually implementing in North Africa and the Middle East?
So we have a variety of projects that we do, and since our three main axes of the project are public policies, communication and information, and employment and education, along these three lines, we do a series of projects that are interdisciplinary, that join all of these issues in the same activities. There's a lot of projects in the works in terms of media. The ones that have been implemented are a series of radio shows that young people are leading themselves. And so these are radio shows where they do a lot of vox pops, for example, so asking youth their opinion about different topics. It could be because of on the occasion of an international day. It could be topics related to employment. It could be topics related to women's rights. It could be topics related to safety of journalists and so on. So they're engaging the conversation. They're trying to create a lot of engagement with young people in the street, in the universities, in civil society, and also with non-young people, which would be your local decision makers. So engaging everybody in the same conversation, so there could be at least a give and take.
Did you have any challenge when you go to a certain government and you propose this project to help their youth?
There's definitely challenges with every new project that one is about to implement on the ground, especially if the stakeholders you want to work with have not done such a thing before. So the challenge, I would say, is probably when you approach different institutions and they don't really understand what the project aims at. So part of what we do also is capacity building for local or governmental institutions, for staff to understand why it is important that young people be full participants, full agents of change, and full actors in decision making. But we haven't had a lot of problems actually, or hesitation from the media, for example. The youth from civil society organizations have been very open to this creative approach of youth participation because the project has been adapted differently in different countries. And so the framework of the project, as I said earlier, is we're focusing on three different axes. We're focusing on public policies, on media and information, and we're focusing on employment policies, for example. But then every country adapts the project to its basic needs. For example, in Libya, because of the unstable situation and the unstable governments, or the fact that there are two governments in Libya, now the priority for youth hasn't been that they work on public policies or that they do awareness raising about how young people should produce a TV show, for example. But the priority for youth in Libya has been to work on peace building. And so we have worked with young people to develop their capacities with experts, with different consultants from the region on peace-building processes, on learning from the experience of their neighbors in Tunisia, for example. So we have put them on a sub-regional meeting where youth together have been working together on like sharing experiences, but also sharing best practices and trying to implement them. In Libya, for example, we work more with micro projects. So young people from different parts of the country, because they can't get together in one spot because it's geographically impossible, or I would say politically impossible. So we still make it happen. We still have youth submit project proposals and work on their own activities in different regions. Recently, I think they will be launching a paintball for peace, where they're bringing youth from two opposing regions in Libya, from two different governmental standpoints, and they will be playing paintball together. So this is the kind of activities that we do. Some of them, of course, are fun, and some of them, of course, are more, I would say, between quotes, serious, and these would be the brainstorming sessions we have, and we have discovered that young people have a lot of ideas.
So after you go there and train this particular group of young people, would they go back to their community, to their peers, and they share the learning that they had with you? How does it go after the training finish, after UNESCO trainings? And
how we proceed is that the training we give to the youth in whatever axis of the project, because we work with young representatives of civil society organizations, this is a training that they also transmit. It's a knowledge that they transmit within their organization to their peers, to the members of their organization. We've had many cases where also these members would acquire the training from the little network that we work with in every country, and they would transmit that knowledge to a bigger population, to beneficiaries of their projects, of their activities. And this is outside of NetMed youth activities. Really, our aim is that whatever knowledge we develop with young people in small, I would say, networks, this knowledge is going to be expanded and amplified by these networks themselves. Because after all, the project is done by youth and led by them.
Mm-hmm. You said the project is for 2017. Any plans after 2017?
So the project, actually, we are now in the process of working with young people to see what their vision is for the next phase of NetMed Youth. So the project ends in 2017, but it doesn't mean that the work we have built is going to end. We have built a large momentum, and there is a lot of synergy. And some examples of how this is going to continue with the networks of Mediterranean youth, because the network is there, but without, for example, our funding or our support, is we have created platforms that are co-regional or sub-regional between, for example, Tunisia and Jordan. They're already working together on having an online platform that lists all of youth organizations in the region, and this will be available to everybody in the region to know who's doing what and who can join whom for what project.